We're
a little behind, so we're going to go a little faster. So we're going to see if we can talk about two chapters in this session.
Let's look at
Hosea chapter
7.
In the morning, we talked about chapter 6, verse 11.
因为在十一节前面十节以前呢，都是讲到对这个以色列啊，对他们犯罪的惩罚的宣告。
And because the 10 verses prior to verse 11 are talking about the warnings against the Israel's sin.
十一节啊，应该是对那个犹大的警告。And
so verse 11 should be a warning towards Judah, the southern kingdom.
啊，但是
And it also mentions when I return the captives of my people.
应该被掳归回，应该不是不好的事情，应该是主好的方面才对。
So when it mentions return the captives, that should be a positive thing, not a negative thing.
那所以这一节是比较不好解释的一节。So
this is a verse that's harder to explain.
说犹大，我属 被掳之民归回的时候，必为必有为你所命定的收场。哈，says
a harvest is appointed for you when I return the captives of my people.
应该是对犹大百姓来讲，应该是主好的方面，因为这是预言到他们被掳归回啊。It
sounds like a positive thing because it's talking about after the captives are returned.
那我们可以参考那个耶利米书51章。
We can also reference Jeremiah
51,
33-35. Because this talks about how God will punish Babylon. And then the people of Israel will return to their land. So here's a warning towards Babylon.
Jeremiah 51:33。万军的主以色列神主说：“巴比伦城好像财谷的禾场，在过片时收割他的时候就到了。”34节。以色列人说：“巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒吞灭我，压碎我，使我成为空虚的器皿。他像大鱼将我吞下，用我的美物充满他的肚腹，又将我赶出去。”
35节。We're talking about the harvest here.
主神的审判呢？
Which is the judgment of God.
看起来好像是对以色列人，让他们神把他们惩罚，然后对犹大国也警告说，神也要审判他们。看起来好像这样。So
it seems like Israel has been warned by God, and now Judah is also being given a warning.
但是他却讲到说，是 神的百姓要被归回，要归回的时候。
But then it also mentions when I return the captives of my people.
所以所要成就的事情。
So God will fulfill that first.
所以如果从我们刚刚所读的耶利米书来看。
So then if we read Jeremiah, that passage.
说神要收割巴比伦的时候到了，他们要像那个被财谷的禾场一样。
And it says that, and the time of Babylon's harvest will come,
and
Babylon will be swallowed up.
And
Babylon will become an empty vessel. So Assyria and Babylon were the rod of punishment of God. But Assyria captured Israel. And eventually their kingdom was swallowed by Babylon. And though Babylon captured Judah,
但是七十年以后啊，他又被波斯马代把他攻破。
But then 70 years later, they were destroyed by Medes and Persians.
啊，到了波斯王古列元年的时候啊，他就下令让以色列百姓回来重建圣殿圣城。
And when the time came, then King Cyrus of Persia issued a decree that the Israelites can return and build the temple.
所以这一节啊，应当是主咒啊，神要让他的选民归回。所以这个波斯啊，攻破了这个巴比伦。
So this is probably talking about when the people of Israel returned to their land and the time when Persia set out the decree.
所以这个做参考哈。
So this is for reference.
啊，我们也可以再参考那个耶尔书三章十三节到二十节了。
We can also reference Joel chapter 3 verses 13.
我就不想再解释了，我们就看直接看第七章哈。
Yeah, we'll try not to keep explaining this verse. We'll go into chapter 7.
因为耶尔书里面所谈的有类似的讲法。
Because Joel also has some relevant verses to this.
我们看第七章。
Let's look into chapter 7.
所以我讲医治以色列的时候，以法莲的罪孽和撒玛利亚的罪恶就显露出来。他们行事西方，内有劫人入室偷窃，外有强盗成群骚扰。神说他要医治以色列人的病啊。
Here God says he would have healed Israel.
但是啊，他们的良善啊，好像那个甘露、银露一下子就消失掉了。
But it says here that
但是以色列人的那个善行一下就消失掉，就是在第六章里面所讲的。
It's like their good deeds disappeared in an instant.
所以他们的罪恶啊，同样的显露出来。
And then their iniquity was uncovered.
他说他们当中啊，内部有劫人入室。
It also mentions a thief comes in.
外面有强盗成群。
And a band of robbers take spoil outside.
这是主着以色列国啊，有内乱，有外患。
And this represents how there's inward turmoil and also outward turmoil.
所以这个二节到第七节啊，就是讲到他们内部啊，这个首领君王之间呢，啊，跟那个恶人啊联手啊，啊。
So verses 2 through 7 talk about the inward turmoil, how the kings were glad with their wickedness.
他们暗中啊，计划各种政治阴谋啊，等到时机成熟了，很多首领还有君王就被杀害。
And they made plans in secret, and eventually they were assassinated many princes and kings.
所以从罗伯安王的儿子做王六个月以后被杀。
So after Jeroboam's son was killed after 6 months,
以后每一个王啊都是在位的时候啊被杀掉，啊，跟着别人篡位，然后自己又被杀掉。
All the successive kings after that were also killed during their reign.
连续有六个王。
This happened for 6 successive kings.
有的王啊，最短的时间啊，只做一个月。
And there was one king that only reigned for 1 week.
所以他们当时啊，真的是内政方面啊，非常的混乱。
So indeed, the kingdom of Israel had inward turmoil.
所以说他们行恶啊，好像那个啊火炉一样的火热啊。
And it says that their iniquity was like a furnace.
所以这里讲到了那个烤饼的人呐，啊，因为他先把那个面呐啊把它弄好。
And here it talks about a person kneading the dough.
啊，然后他要发面呐，放酵哈发面还是醒面，哎，有一段时间。
And then they will also put yeast in it until it's leavened, so there's a period of time.
啊，所以这个时候虽然有炉火，但是那个炉火啊就让那边温温的火在那边呢，在那边烧。
So there is a stirring fire that is being made ready.
啊，等到要烤的时候，那个火就旺了，啊，就可以烤那个饼。
And once the fire is made ready, then the dough can be put into the oven for baking.
所以他们在暗中啊，行了很多恶事，做了很多的计谋。好像那个火炉啊，在燃烧一样。
So this represents how they did many wicked things in secret, just like how the fire was stirring.
啊，等到啊时候到了，这个火炉就啊就旺起来了。说他们的心啊，好像火炉一样啊， 互相的残杀啊，互相的攻击，很多君王首领就被杀败啊，就倒下去了。
And when the time came, then the fire burned like a flaming fire. So they devised many plots to also kill their kings.
这是以色列国的内部的患难。
So this was how within the kingdom of Israel there was civil turmoil.
啊，另外说还有外面呢，有那个强盗成群来骚扰他们，这是属外患。
Verse 1 also mentions how there's a band of robbers take spoil outside.
所以第八节以下谈到这个亚述国啊。
So verses 8 and onward talk about the kingdom of Assyria.
跟以色列人之间的关系。
And their relationship with the kingdom of Israel.
那个先知啊，用了很多的形容词哈，来骂那个以色列人。
And the prophet uses many metaphors to really scold the people of Israel.
第八节到第十节讲到说他们是没有翻过的饼。
Verses 8 through 10 says that Israel is like a cake unturned.
我们知道说在烤饼的时候啊，你要烤一部分，你一下子的时候啊，要翻过来。
We know that when we are cooking a cake, we have to turn it.
啊，一边烤一边翻呐，啊，这样才两边都很平均呐。
That way, when you cook and keep turning the cake, it will be cooked evenly.
啊，这个饼才会熟，才会好吃。
So that it would be tasty and good.
他说这个以色列人呐、啊、是没有翻过的饼。
But here it says Ephraim is like a cake unturned.
啊，没有翻过的饼就是一边啊一直烤烤烤，哎、啊，那火很热啊，所以一边烤焦了。
And so a cake unturned is only cooked on one side, and then eventually it would be burnt.
啊，另外一边啊，因为没有烤到火啊，所以还是生的啊。
And because the other side didn't even face the fire, it is still uncooked.
啊，这里是谈到这个以法莲呢，说他们跟列邦人掺杂。
And it says here that Ephraim has mixed himself among the peoples.
啊，外邦人吞出他们劳力得来的。
And aliens have devoured his strength.
啊，他们却不知道啊，头发已经斑白了。
But he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there on him.
啊，说虽然他们遭遇到了这一件事情，但是他们就是不归向主他们的神。
So the pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God.
啊，所以这里所谈到这个没有翻过的饼啊，就他们一直的讨好这个亚述啊，讨好外邦人。
And so a cake unturned means that they kept on petitioning Assyria to help them.
啊，想办法把所有的财宝通通去结交亚述。
And they eventually gave a lot of treasures and tribute to Assyria.
So they put the temple, the king's palace, the soldiers, and the money they had collected all sent to Assyria.
So they even gave many of the precious things from the temple and also the palace.
Ah, this whole country, economy, has been weakened to the point that they cannot sustain it. But they did not know.
So Israel was gave so much of themselves that they were so desolate, but they did not know it.
先知一直告诉他们说啊，你不要靠埃及，不要靠亚述，你要靠神。
And prophets kept on warning them, do not rely on Assyria, do not rely on Egypt, but rely on God.
但是他们就好像那个没有办法翻过去的饼一样。
But they were just like a cake that wasn't turned.
啊，一直就是要靠着去追求亚述，但是被亚述一直的侵略，一直的占他们的便宜啊，但是他们都没有醒悟过来。
They kept insisting on getting help from Assyria, and Assyria kept taking advantage of them, and they still could not wake up from this.
所以我们有时候啊，我们对外邦啊，对素食啦、啊，我们一直啊想用素食的方法来解决问题。
So a lot of times, sometimes we focus on secular answers or rely on secular things to solve our problems.
不晓得寻求神，倚靠神啊，就。好像这样是一种没有翻过的饼。
And if we keep relying on these things and don't rely on God, we are also like a cake unturned.
我们再看十一节。
Let's now read verse 11.
说以法莲好像鸽子愚蠢无知了。
Ephraim is also like a silly dove without sense.
他们求告埃及，投奔亚述。
They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria.
这个并不是说鸽子都是愚蠢的。
This says that not all doves are
就鸽子是很有智慧的。
It's not saying doves are senseless. Actually, doves are quite wise.
你说你把它放到很远的地方啊， And
sometimes when you send them to a far place, they can find their place home.
所以, 鸽子本来是有方向的, 啊,
a dove originally has a good sense of direction and is a wise animal.
但是也有一些鸽子啊,
but some doves are really silly.
因为主顾吃了,
without sense, they keep wanting to eat.
啊,
and they just keep eating and are unruly and they don't know to go home.
有时候有一些捕鸟的人啊, 他们安住了很多楼网,
and some people who are trying to catch birds will set up traps.
啊,但是有的鸽子啊, 它就没有看到啊, 因为它主顾吃, 主顾, 就没有看到那个网啊, 就栽到那个网里面去了。
And because the bird is so focused on food, they don't see the net and they are trapped in it.
落到那个陷阱里面啊, 所以这是
And then they are caught, so these are doves without sense.
所以以法连人啊, 就像这样,
so this is how Ephraim is like.
所以他们一直想要靠埃及, 靠亚述,
so again, they wanted to keep relying on Egypt, on Assyria.
所以他们好像鸟啊, 落到那个网罗里面去,
and it's like the doves that fell into the net.
事实上啊, 亚述, 埃及都没有办法帮助他们。
And in truth, Egypt and Assyria would have been no help to them.
所以他们最后只有被亚述侵略，把亚述把他们灭掉，把他们掳走。
So indeed, they were destroyed and taken captive by the Assyrians.
所以这就是一个愚蠢的鸽子啊。So
here is a dove without sense.
13节说啊, Verse 13. 因为离弃王，必定有祸；违背王，必被毁灭。我虽然要救赎他们，他们却向我说谎。说神虽然想要救赎他们呢，但是他们却离弃神，违背神。So
verse 13,
用谎言来对付神。Verse
13, though God wanted to save Israel, they fled from him and also transgressed against God. And they even spoke lies to God.
15节说啊,
Verse 15,
他们并不诚心地求告神。
And they said that they did not use a genuine heart to seek God.
因为在当时他们啊, 把真神也当作所有万神当中的一个。
And they only regarded God as one among many gods.
虽然你求神啊, 但是也拜更多的偶像。
So they did ask God, but they also worshiped so many other idols.
这个14节啊, 所谈到的一些崇拜的方式啊, 都是拜巴力的方式。
Verse 14 are some methods in which they worship these idols. These are methods for worshiping Baal.
所以说他们不是诚心地在求神。
So it says they did not cry to me with their heart.
第一个说在那个床上呼嚎。
First it says they wailed upon their beds.
这是拜巴力的仪式。
This is a way people worship Baal.
他说他们为求五谷新酒聚集。
They also assemble together for grain and new wine.
我们看其他的译本啊, 有的说啊, 这个聚集他翻作是割伤自己。
And another text also says they harm themselves, they slash themselves.
或者是像那个丰年祭一样啊。
They also...
都是外邦人啊, 拜神的一种仪式。
They hurt themselves, so these are all ways the foreigners worship their gods.
所以他们啊, 虽然说要求告神, 但实际上呢, 都是用拜偶像的方式。
So though they were inquiring of the true God, they were using foreign godly methods.
15节说, 我虽然教导他们, 坚固他们的膀臂, 他们竟图谋恶事啊, 来抗拒我。
Verse 15 says that though I disciplined and strengthened their arms, they devised evil against them.
16节说啊,
verse 16.
所以以色列人叫做翻背的弓。
Verse 16 says, so that they will be like a treacherous bow.
那这翻背的弓啊, 有两种解释, 这个弓啊, 有一定的方向。
A treacherous bow can be explained multiple ways.
所以很有力量,可以射到目标去。
We know a bow has a direction, so you can achieve the goal.
有的啊,已经松掉了,所以那个背都松掉了,就没有力量,就没有办法射中目标。
But some bows, they lack tension, so you cannot send an arrow to its target.
另外一个解释就是说啊,本来要往前射的,
But another explanation is, originally you intended to shoot straight.
但是那个弓啊, 那个 方向错了，变成倒过来啊。
But the bow became treacherous and the arrow shot the opposite way.
本来是要对付敌人的。
It was intended for the enemy.
啊，但是啊，他们这个弓啊，方向倒过来了，变成攻击神啊，神的先知啊。
But the bow got turned the wrong way, and then they wind up attacking God.
啊，所以他们最后的结果啊，就要倒在刀下。
So their end will be that they shall fall by the sword.
啊，这是第七章哈。
This is chapter 7.
我们看第八章。
Let's now read chapter 8.
第八章说被约干立的百姓。
It says the covenant was rebelled.
我们那个讲义啊，是用简体字，中文的讲义是简体字翻成繁体字哈。啊、所以里面有一些字啊，一翻过来，像那个干患哦，变成树干的干哈、哦，应该原来的干是对的了。
So for some of the Chinese notes, they were converted from simplified to traditional Chinese, so some of the words are wrong.
好、哦，因为那个讲义本来是新加坡联络处他们打的。
Because these notes were typed by our Singaporean brothers.
那我们可以对照圣经啊，里面有一些稍微有一点错误的话，我们自己可以改，把它改正。
But if you notice any inconsistencies with the Bible, please correct them.
那这个第八章说，你用口吹角吧，敌人如鹰来攻打神的家，因为这个百姓违背我的约，干犯我的律法。所以这个鹰啊，是在空中啊。啊、他一直看看地上有什么猎物啊，啊他就冲下来把这个猎物把它带走。
Chapter 8 verse 1 mentions an eagle, and an eagle soars in the sky looking for prey below, and then once it sees a prey, it will swoop down and capture it.
那神叫先知啊向众人说吹角。
And the prophet was commanded to tell Israel, set the trumpet to your mouth.
啊这个吹角就是传警告了。
That means to send warning.
说敌人好像那个大鹰来了。
And it means that the enemies are coming like an eagle.
啊，因为以色列人违背了神的约，干犯神的律法，所以他们变成一块肥肉一样。
Why? Because the Israelites transgressed against God's covenant and rebelled against God's law, so they are like a prey to the enemy.
啊，所以敌人亚述啊，好像那个大鹰来啊，要来攻打他，好吧？这一块肉要把它吞出掉。
So Assyria was like this eagle, about to consume Israel.
啊，这是北国将要灭亡的警告。
So this is the warning against the coming destruction of the northern kingdom.
他们必呼叫我说：“我的神啊，我们以色列认识你了。”
Verse 2, Israel cried to me, "My God, we know you."
虽然好像看起来他们都在求告神。
So it seems that they are inquiring of God.
但是啊，他们都是不是诚心的，不是专心的求告神。
But they did not seek God with a genuine and sincere heart.
所以因为以色列已经丢弃了良善了，所以仇敌会追逼他们。
So verse 3, Israel has rejected the good, so the enemy will pursue him.
第四节啊
，verse 4,
说他们立君王不由我，他们立首领我却不认。
Verse 4, they set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, but I did not acknowledge them.
啊，这刚刚有谈到说啊，他们以后很多的首领、君王啊，都是靠着叛变啊，啊，助立为王。
We mentioned just before that many of the last kings rose to power due to overthrowing the government.
所以圣经里面说啊，神在人的国中掌权。
So God says that God is sovereign among the people.
啊，立王废王啊，要在神。
And the rise and falls of kings is up to God.
啊，但是啊，他们因为国事很混乱呐、啊，都是靠自己的旨意，而不是靠着神的旨意来行事。
But because of the turmoil within Israel, they did not follow God's will, but follow their own will.
啊，所以神就不承认。
So God did not acknowledge these as kings.
那我们在教会里面呢、啊，说神的工人呐、啊，是由神所立的。
In church.We know that the holy workers are also ordained by God.
保罗在对以弗所教会的长老说、啊，
Paul said to the Ephesian elders,
圣灵立你们做全体的监督,
that the Holy Spirit has made you overseers of the church.
虽然这些工人是属徒从圣徒当中选立出来,
so though those elders were ordained and selected from the apostles, and there was a process and also requirements for them to be ordained.
啊,那是说,借着圣灵来安立的,
but here Paul says that they were ordained by the Holy Spirit.
所以在启示录里面说,有七个教会,主耶稣在那个七个教会当中行走。
So in Revelation, it says how Jesus is walking among the seven churches.
那他手里拿着七个星,
and in his hand, he holds the seven stars.
那这个七个星就是七个教会的使者。
And the seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches.
表示说这个神的工人是在神的手里。
So that means that God's workers are also in his hands.
主耶稣按照他的旨意来设立他们。
And God will use his will to set them.
他们来关心照管神的教会。
And they will be concerned for God's church.
好像保罗说啊, 神所交付我的工作啊, 我就忠心地把它执行。
And just like how Paul said, with the ministry that has been entrusted to me, I will diligently do. And I will entrust my life and all my possessions into God's hands.
所以神的工人应该由神所立。
So if it's God's workers, that means God should be adorned,
ordaining them.
So when we are selecting council members or nominating deacons and elders, do not use human will.
我们一些制度把它建立好,
after the process has been set up,
大家祷告神,
and we pray to God,
神在我们人的心中啊, 感动, 我们要得谁就得谁。
And as God moves in our hearts, then we vote for certain this brother or this sister.
我们不要用人的意思说,你要投给谁,你不要投给谁,这个就不好了。
Let's not use human methods where we tell others, don't vote for this person, vote for this person.
求神兴起他所要的工人。
We need to ask God to establish the holy workers he desires.
所以在教会的事情啊, 不要用我们的人的仁义啊, 想要去左右他。
So in the church matters, let's not use human will to try to force our will.
外面的团体啊,常常都有人为的一些因素啊,来左右,这是政治。
And in other churches, we do see like campaigning. This is basically like politics.
但是我们在教会里面啊,我们要知道神在做王。
But in church, we need to recognize God is our king.
我们人主是神的仆人。
We as humans are only his servants.
所以神要谁来做,我们就顺如谁。
So if God desires someone to serve him, then we should be submissive
to God. 我们很重要,要把那个决定权留给神。
Very importantly, we need to give the deciding power to the Lord Jesus.
我们看民数记27章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 27.
民数记27章,
Deuteronomy chapter 27. Oh, sorry, Numbers chapter
27. 27章的16节以下,
Numbers chapter 27, verse 16.
因为摩西啊, 他年纪大了, 他的工作将完成了。
So Moses was advanced in age and was about to finish his work.
所以他就祷告神。
So he prayed to God.
16节,
verse 16.
说愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人来治理会众 17节,
Verse 17
可以在他们面前出入也可以引导他们 免得神的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般 18节,
Verse 18
神对摩西说嫩的儿子耶稣雅是心中有圣灵的你将他领来按手在他头上 19节,
Verse 19
使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前嘱咐他 20节,
Verse 20
又将你的尊荣给他几分使以色列全会众都听从他 21节,
Verse 21
他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断在神的面前为他求问 他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出日 摩西亚一直在栽培耶稣亚，这没有错的。
It's true that Moses was kept on training Joshua.
耶稣亚也是一个相当忠心的一个仆人。
And it was true that Joshua was a very faithful servant to Moses.
所以摩西曾经派他带兵出去打仗。
So Moses also commanded Joshua to lead the Israel to fight.
带着他上西乃山要领受神的律法。
And he also followed Moses to go to Mount Sinai to receive the law. So we know Joshua was very faithful. But when Moses was about to die, he did not dare to make the decision for God, saying, Joshua, you should take up my work.
他就祷告神说，神啊，求你在万民当中啊，你选立一个人。
He prayed to God, saying, "Among the congregation, set a man above them." So the final decision, he relayed it back to God. So the Lord said that it is Joshua, the son of Nun, bring him forward. Lay your hand upon him and also give him some of your authority. And let the congregation of children of Israel be obedient to him.
以利亚撒求问神的结果，来带领以色列百姓出入。
And he shall follow the decision that is made from Eleazar, who inquires of the Lord.
所以我们虽然要有本分啊，不断的栽培训练神家里面的工人。
So though it is our duty to keep training the next generation to be workers of God.
但是不要因为我们自己的好恶，我喜欢这个人，我不喜欢那个人。
But we shouldn't.Make decisions based on our personal preference that we like this one or dislike another.
我们要把它祷告交托给神啊，由神来兴起神所要的工人。
We need to pray to God so that He can select the worker which He desires.
有时候因为我们人的能力太重啊，都会造成不好的后遗症。
Many times because we overemphasize our will and our decision, it brings about.Bad consequences for the church.
所以这里讲到说啊，他们自己助立君王所领，但神说我不承认的。
So here it says that they set up kings and made princes, but I did not acknowledge them.
所以我们一定要尊重神啊，把这个决定权交给神。
So let us honor and revere God, let him decide for the church.
所以说啊，我们讲说我们有一些制度把它建立起来了。
So like I said, we do have a system for.Selection.
我们祷告神兴起什么人就是什么人来做。
And we pray to ask God for His workers, and then we should do so accordingly.
当然，我们被选上了，不是说我很完全了，我已经都比别人好。
And if we are selected, it does not mean that we are perfect and we are better than others.
因为我们能够有机会服侍神，这是神给我们的一种恩典。
Because the opportunity to serve is, in fact, a grace from God. 神给我们的一种机会。It is an opportunity from God.
我们更应当更加的谦卑。
That means we should be all the more humble.
对神的工作更加忠心。
And be more faithful to the work of God.
战战兢兢来完成神托付给我们的工作。
And to faithfully complete everything that's been entrusted to us.
在侍奉当中一定要谦卑，继续学习。
In our servitude, we need to be continuously humble and always willing to be trained.
这样神才会重用。
And that way we can be used by God.
假如说我们被选上了，认为说我什么都懂了，我什么都完全的。
If we are selected and we feel that we are perfect and we understand everything,
最后有时候神还是不要的。
Then in the end, many times God still does not want to use us.
神选上了扫罗。
God used Saul.
那扫罗神给他一个机会啊。
And so God gave Saul an opportunity.
但很可惜啊，他当王以后啊，神的话就不听了。
But unfortunately, after he became king, he didn't listen to the word of God anymore.
神的话，他有时候就听一半。
Sometimes he only listened to half of God's word.
所以神说啊，你既然厌弃神的命令，神就不要你做王了。
And so God told him, because you have rejected the commandment of God, God has rejected you as king.
有一次啊，一个教会负责人选出来。
One time during in a church.The council members were selected.
因为按照教会的规定啊，新的负责人要讲席的。
And because according to the rules of a church, the new council members need to have a training.
所以我们就找了教会里面的一些长职来帮忙做训练。
And so we found some of the elders and deacons to set up a council member training.
那在训练当中啊，有的相当好，说哇，感谢主啊，这个对我们有很大的造就。
And thank God for some of the council members who underwent training, they said that this was very helpful and edifying.
但是有的人说啊, 为什么我们还要上这种课?
But then some council members said, why do we still have to take this kind of training?
我们已经啊,做负责人做十几年了。
I've been a council member for over a decade.
我们都什么都懂了。
I understand how to do this already.
事实上啊, 有时候你看, 虽然做了十几年,
But actually, if we look carefully, even though they've been council members for over
10 years,
there were still many methods and decisions that are still not correct, based on a correct concept.
但是因为不谦卑虚心,不学习,
but because they were not humble and they're not desired to be trained, they could not improve.
当然没有办法做一个好的负责人,
and they can also not be good council members.
被选上,就是神给我们一个服侍他的机会。
So if we have been selected, this is an opportunity to serve God.
我们更应当谦卑学习,战战兢兢地来完成神给我们的工作。
And we should all the more be humble and faithfully complete the work entrusted to us.
所以这里谈到我们选立工人啊,也要特别注意。
So this verse here teaches us to be careful when we are selecting council members and workers.
不要用我们的人力, 用我们人的自己的好恶啊, 啊, 去决定事情。
Let's not use human will or our personal preferences to make this kind of decision.
因为我们都是神的仆人啊, 这个教会要让神做王。
Because we are all servants of God, so therefore, God should be king of the church.
所以主耶稣在选立工人也是一样。
So when Jesus picked his workers, it was the same. He prayed for a whole night.
然后才从当中啊, 选立了12个使徒。
And then he selected his 12 disciples.
所以我们借着祷告啊, 让神兴起他要用的工人。
So through prayer, let God reveal which workers he wants to use.
啊, 这样才能够得到神的同工啊。
Then God will work with us.
我们继续看
Let's now read chapter 8, verse 5.
第八章第五节,
Hosea chapter 8, verse 5.
说他们用金银所铸造的偶像啊,最后被丢弃。
It says that your calf is rejected, O Samaria.
所以这个牛犊啊,说神像那个拜牛犊的人发作了,怒气发作。
And God aroused his anger towards those who worship this calf.
因为这个牛犊是人所造的,
because the calf is created by man, it is not God at all.
所以他们被丢弃,
so they have been rejected and broken to pieces. Verse 7.
所种的是不成合价,就是花苗也不结实,即便结实,外邦人必吞吃。这里讲到说这个行恶的人啊,一定没有好结果。Here
it says evil doers will not have good consequences.
所以加拉太书说啊,你种什么就收什么。So
Galatians says you reap what you sow.
因为这是自然力啊。This
is law of nature.
你种什么东西,就是结出什么样的东西。
What you sow will be in what you reap is in what in the likeness of what you sow.
所以你顺着圣灵撒种的就能够得到喜乐平安。
So if you reap and if you sow according to the Spirit, you will reap peace and joy.
顺着情欲撒种的就要受败坏。
And if you sow according to your lust, then you will reap destruction.
因为你种什么就是说什么。
Because you reap what you sow.
他说他们在拜这个金牛啊,行恶啊, 说好像在中风一样。
And so God likens their worship of this calf like sowing the wind.
啊, 捕风啊, 中风, 根本就是空气的东西啊。
If you're sowing wind, you're sowing basically nothing.
啊, 所以他们好像在中风, 但是所收获的是一种暴风啊。
And so they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind.
啊, 所以他们最后的结果啊, 这个暴风就是大灾难,大战争啊,
so a whirlwind is a great disaster, a great calamity.
他说所种的啊, 因为不是真正的种子, 所以它没有办法成长, 不花苗, 不结实。
So because what they sowed was not a true seed, it doesn't bud or produce meal.
所以没有东西可以磨成粉，没有办法成为食物。
So there was no substance to grind into flour or produce food.
没有办法让人真正得到饱足。
And no one can be filled by whatever they sowed.
他说就是让你能够长出东西来，能够磨成粉。
And if it should produce,
但是说也要被外人来把它吃掉。
Then aliens will swallow it up.
所以因为他们所种的是不好的，所以当然没有办法收成。
And because what they sowed was bad, so there was nothing to reap.
第八节,
verse 8.
以色列被吞吃，现今在列国中啊，好像人不喜欢的器皿。说以色列啊，后来会变成一个。
Here is a metaphor saying how Israel will become a vessel that no one desires.
大家不想要，就丢来丢去呀。
If you don't want it, you just throw it anywhere.
没有人要了，所以就把它抛来抛去。
No one wants it, and it will be thrown away.
以色列人的罪恶啊，最后的结果是这样。
And this is the consequence of Israel's sin.
在众人当中啊。 没有人尊重,
that they are not honored among the peoples, they would just be thrown away from place to place.
没有人喜欢的器皿一样。
It's like a vessel which is no, in which is no pleasure.
第九节说他们投奔亚述好像那个独行的野驴。
Verse 9 says they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey alone by itself.
就是说他们用那个爱情去
And it says here, Ephraim has hired lovers.
也就是说，他们就是一直把钱拿去给亚述，想要跟他交朋友。
And so basically, they're giving their money to Assyria to try to make friends.
说其实他们是那个独行的野驴呀。
But they are actually
第九节，独行的野驴。
They are like a wild donkey.
这个驴，有时候是指着它比较愚蠢、倔强。And
a donkey represents something that is more
独行几路。
It says that is alone by itself.
这个圣经里面有谈到那个巴兰就是这样的。And
we know about the story of Balaam.
比那个驴更驴。And
he was more stubborn than a donkey.
他为着摩押王的一些财务地位,
because he coveted the riches and the power of Moab.
他想要去做主以色列人,
he went to curse Israel.
神明明跟他讲说, 这是我的百姓啊, 你不可以做主他们。
And God had already told him that this is my people, you cannot curse them.
那他看到那个摩押王派来的人啊, 很尊贵, 而且要应许给他地位更多的权势。
But he saw how the messengers of Moab were dressed very well and they promised many riches.
然后他就说,
and so he told them, I will pray to God and see if he will allow me to do this for you.
神一开始都说,
and God told Balaam, you cannot do this.
但是他一直求啊, 说神啊,
but he kept on asking God, can I do this? Can I go? And curse Israel.
就是说神说, 要去,
and Israel said, if you want to go, go.
但是你要照我的话讲,
but you must speak according to my word.
哇, 他就高高兴兴地骑着驴就要走了。
And so he was so happy to go, and so he went on his donkey.
所以圣经里面说啊, 有时候我们固足行恶啊, 神就任凭你去吧。
So the Bible says sometimes if we are committed to evil, God will give us over to our thoughts.
他去的时候啊, 天使在路上啊, 就挡住他。
And so on his way there, an angel stood in his way.
驴啊, 看到天使在那里, 说一直躲到那个
And so the donkey saw the angel and kept getting closer to the wall of the mountain.
结果巴兰被擦伤了，所以他很生气，就连续打了。
And because Balaam was injured in this process, he kept on hitting the donkey.
结果那个驴就开口对他讲啊，你怎么打我呢？
And then the donkey spoke to him, saying, "Why do you hit me?"
我从小就让你骑了，我难道我曾经这样过吗？
I have let you ride me since I was little. Have I ever done this to you?
巴兰说：“我恨不得把你啊杀掉，你把我挤到旁边啊，让我受伤。”
And Balaam said, "I'm about to kill you. You injured me.
后来神就让他看到，原来是天使在前面挡。
And then Balaam realized there was an angel in his way.
所以明明啊，神是不要他去的，但是他为着自己的私欲啊。
So it was obvious that God did not want him to go, but because of his desires, he still went.
所以说啊，这是独行的野驴啊。
So this is a wild donkey, alone by itself.
神的旨意很清楚的。
God's will was very clear.
但是为着满足自己的私欲啊，他就不听神的话，行自己的路。
But to satisfy his cravings and his covetousness, he still went.
这是愚蠢啊，无知独行的野驴。
This is like a wild donkey alone by itself.
啊，虽然他们用钱买人呐、啊，还靠着人来帮助。
So they have hired men and relied on men for help.
但是神说要把他们聚集起来呀、啊，要惩罚他们。
But it says that I will gather them and then punish them.
啊，这个十节的后半句啊
，the latter half of verse 10
说他们因为君王和首领所加的重担啊。日渐衰微。
It says they shall sorrow a little because of the burden of the king of princes.
啊，这里是讲到啊，以色列百姓啊，因为君王首领给他们的担啊，越来越松掉了。
This is talking about how the burdens of the kings of Israel became.
因为他们不久啊，亡国以后就没有首领，没有君王了。
Became less and less because eventually the power of the kings declined.
所以不会因为有一些不好的君王首领啊，来压制他们，让他们受。
So they won't be burdened by the kings any longer.
那在这个列王记上的后面的地方啊
，in the second half of First Kings,
有一次亚哈王啊，他们要去攻打基列拉莫。
I said how King Ahab was about to attack Amnon.
啊，耶撒法王就对他说：“我们应当找个先知来问问看，我们去攻打神要不要跟我们同在。”
And Ahab said, "We should find the men of God to see if we should attack Aram."
啊，亚哈王都是喜欢听好听的话。
And Ahab only likes to listen to the words that are pleasing to him.
所以他找了几百个那个假先知啊，他们还在表演说：“你去打仗一定能够得胜的。”
And so he found over 100 of these false prophets even dancing, saying that you can go and win this battle.
耶撒华说啊，我们应当找一个真神的先知来啊。
Jehoshaphat conferred with him and said, "We should find a true prophet and inquire the Lord."
说啊，我讨厌他，有一个先知叫米该亚。
And Ahab said, "I despise this man of God named Micaiah."
啊，他从来都不跟我讲好话。
He never tells me good words.
耶撒华说啊，你不要这样讲，我们还是要找他来问。
And Jehoshaphat said, "You should not say things like this. We should still inquire of him."
啊，一个使者去找那个米该亚来。
And so a messenger was sent to find Micaiah.
就对他说啊，大家都跟王讲好听的话，啊，你也跟着大家讲好话。
And this messenger said that all these other people already gave pleasing words to King Ahab.
啊，你为什么要跟别人不一样，要这样受苦
？Why don't you follow after the same message? Don't suffer for no reason.
米该亚说啊，神对我说什么，我就讲什么。
So Micaiah said that what God tells me, I must speak.
啊，来的时候亚哈问他说，我可以得胜吗
？And so Ahab asked Micaiah, "Can I have the victory?"
他说好啊好啊，你去打，一定得胜啊。
And he said, "You can go and you'll have the victory."
因为他要喜欢听好话嘛，所以他就用一种风凉话说你可以得胜了。
Because of, he liked to listen to these kind of words, so he first started out with this kind of sarcasm.
后来王说你奉神的命令，真实的对我说。
And then Ahab said, "You swear against God and tell me the truth."
先知就说了。
So then the prophet said,
他说我看到有以色列百姓好像一群啊没有牧者的羊。
I see Israel like a flock of sheep without a shepherd.
啊，所以他们可以平平安安的回家去了。
And they can peacefully go return to their house.
啊，意思就是说你亚哈王啊不好的首领，你出战的时候你要拜王啊。亚哈王会死在阵。
And he prophesied that King Ahab will die in the battlefield. And because the king brought the Israelites in the wrong direction, the whole Israel suffered.
And
now that the king has died, all the Israelites can peacefully return to their house. So truly, Israel had many evil kings that caused the people to suffer.
现在说啊，君王所领所加的重担呢，啊，现在要让他们放松掉了。And
so, they shall sorrow a little because of the burden of the king of princes. So the burden shall decline.
底下说啊，他们增添很多的祭坛，但是他们犯了更多的罪。
Verse 11 says they had made many altars for sin, but they become altars for sin.
因为他们不是按照神的指示在献祭。
Because they weren't offering sacrifices according to God's way.
所以他们所献的祭物啊，神不悦纳。
So God did not accept their sacrifices.
所以神说啊，他们将来要归回埃及。
So they said that you will return to Egypt.
就是要重新啊，过那个为奴的生活。
Meaning that they will live once again the life of a slave.
他们本来是在埃及为奴受苦，神把他们带出来的。
They originally suffered in Egypt as slaves, and God delivered them.
但现在神要追讨他的罪，让他们重新回到那个埃及为奴的生活。
But now God will punish them for their sins, and they shall return to that slave lifestyle again.
虽然他们建造了很多的宫殿，很多的城墙堡垒。
And though they had built many temples and many fortified cities,
说因为他们忘记了造他们的主。
But because they forgot their maker,
所以神就要把他们的宫殿城墙啊，用火把它焚烧掉。
So fire will be will consume all these cities.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.